I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Strong winds continue to raise the risk of wildfires across eastern Colorado. Today's fire risk is the greatest along the Front Range in the southeastern plains, but strong winds also forecast across the northeast part of the state. The Elbert County Sheriff's Office says a fire near Kiowa yesterday destroyed several structures, but no one was hurt. Another brush fire at Fort Carson over the weekend forced soldiers and their families to evacuate. The flames came close to a housing area, but firefighters were able to save the homes. There are hundreds of microbreweries scattered across the Mountain West. In fact, in parts of our region, there are more breweries per capita than most anywhere else in the country. Many of them sell their beer in aluminum cans, so with the Trump administration's proposal to slap a steep tariff on imported aluminum, the beer industry is feeling nervous. 91.5 KRCC's Nate Hedgie reports.
Matt Leo is executive director of the Montana Brewers Association. He says the tariff means cans could cost a penny more.
Which may not sound like a whole lot, but when you start to multiply that out, even a small brewery brewing under 10,000 barrels a year, we're talking about thousands of dollars.
And millions of dollars for the entire U.S. brewing industry, according to the Beer Institute. They're a D.C.-based trade organization. Paul Marshall is a managing partner of Draftworks Brewery in Montana.
There's only two ways to do the math. Either we eat the cost or we pass the cost on to our consumers. And that's, you know, always an uncomfortable. There's no good answer to that when you have rising costs.
Miller Coors, which operates a massive brewery in Colorado, said on Twitter that tariffs could also lead to a loss of jobs in the industry. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And for 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Mike Purcell.